This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American right. dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
To another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I want you part of the conversation, you know, part of the solution. I mean, seriously, people, are you listening to all the craziness going on? With all this craziness happening, you really have got to tune into what's happening. It's just nuts. And you're going to have to self-analyze what's being said. There's no way around it. And the biggest problem that I have with these people is that they're putting out this information. By the way, you're listening to The Real Side. I might have left that out. They're putting out all this information. And they're speaking over. I mean, every single time. Cuomo must be running for president. There's got to be something going on there, because every time something happens, he kind of thanks the administration, I'm sorry, the federal government, but never thanks Trump. And whenever he's mad about something, it's always the Trump's fault, not the federal government's fault. You notice that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yet the stories that are popping up all over the place, the real stories, the information that we're getting about what was the, you ready for this, what was actually available to the states, what they chose to take and not take. I mean, California, under Jerry Brown and just before Gavin Newsom got in there, they tore apart their emergency response teams, if you would. California had 2,400 mobile ventilators. And just for clarity, before I go into this, you know, I don't know if you guys know this, but the Dems run this. They own this state. They don't just run it. They own it. They don't need Republicans to tell them, work with them, do anything with them. The Republicans can scream no up and down, hold up signs, you know, take out ads. They don't care. They just don't care. And California have lots of money to shovel into its municipal unions, social services, all this stuff. You know, they're gonna pay for illegals to be here. All this money paying for abortions for illegals and others in college on demand without apology and without payment, mind you. But it wouldn't pay for ventilators and masks. Right? They were ready to roll out, you know, whenever disaster struck California. There were three 200-bed mobile hospitals that could be deployed to a scene of a crisis in a heartbeat. And they were made on the back of flatbed trucks that were there to get anywhere pretty much in the state in no time. Now, each hospital would have been the size of a football field with the surgery ward, intensive care unit, x-ray equipment, medical response, all kinds of fun stuff. Able to get going in a heartbeat, right? I mean, come on. This isn't hard. There could have been at one point in time over 50 million N95 of those respirators. Right, 2,400 portable ventilators, kits to set up over 21,000 additional patient beds, and don't get the thing in your head like this is like the beds you see in a regular hospital, because they wouldn't have been, obviously. In 2006, citing the threat of the avian flu, then-Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger announced that the state would invest hundreds of millions of dollars into the powerful in a powerful set of medical weapons to deploy in case of a large-scale emergency. You know, because Arnold only did things big. Everything he did was big. The stupid stuff he did was big, too. Right? I mean, think about it. We have all kinds of natural disasters here, earthquakes just being one of the many things. The fires, the earthquakes, the floods after, you know, after we get the fires, we get heavy rains, which makes has all the, you know, the mudslides and what have you. Now, the state flushed with tax revenue. They say, yeah, all kinds of money now. They have so much money, they actually have to tax us to get more money in the coffers. This is crazy. The state, flush with tax revenue, soon sank more than $200 million into the mobile hospital program. And it's now nowhere to be found. That's right. They pulled it all apart. Right? In 2011, the administration of the fiscally minded Jerry Brown, who came in office facing a $26 billion deficit. Now, he says he balanced the budget, but we did a whole show to explain that one. Because he really didn't. He pushed the expenses back down on the counties, the schools, the local municipalities. That's how he perceived balancing the budget was. Moving the debt and payment from one pocket to another. Now, that whole thing, that fiscally minded nonsense, right? The LA Times was all behind that. Right? The LA Times said there was plenty of money out there for this. And this keeps going on. So later that year, the state cut off the money to store and maintain and stockpile those medical supplies, those medical hospitals. The state, the administration, run by Democrats, owned by Democrats, decided to do that. Republicans haven't had a say in this state in forever. Yeah, we have been just out forever. Through a spokesman, Brown, the former governor, declined to be interviewed for this story, but with the funding cut, the state gave away some of the supplies, even considered disposing of what could be given away. It just goes on and on and on with this. But here's the thing. Here's the thing we need to focus in on. Right, the department said it now has 900 ventilators on hand, but it wouldn't tell you whether they were readily available. I don't know what that means. Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Let me bring her on because, you know, she has got a lot to say today. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week about this beginning. Kick the week off, really, for all intents and purposes. And Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so let's just kick into it because, you know, I know how this stuff just gets you all excited and everything, and they're shutting down gun shops here in Los Angeles County. The sheriff has said to keep us safe, right? He's going to shut down. Yeah, he's going to shut down the gun shops, you know, because all those people go to the gun shops. They're looking just to go there because they're crazy and going to rob your house, right? I mean, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Whoops, sorry, I was on mute. Yeah, the guy's not too bright, obviously.
No.
Criminals already have guns, and they don't go to gun shops anyway because they have to pass a background check, and they're not going to.
Oh, come on, are you sure?
Yeah, pretty sure. The people that are going to gun shops are people that finally realized, oh, my God, the people, the pro-2A people, they were right. I need a firearm to protect myself because I know the cops and the first responders can't always be there.
Yeah.
I know they're not a phone call away anymore.
No, they're not.
Oh, yeah. We were right.
No.
And domestic violence is up. Let me see.
Domestic violence is going to be up. It's really, this whole thing is creating so many more issues. Suicides are up. There were more suicides in Tennessee. The other day than there were deaths from the COVID.
Yeah, I know. This is, I'm still there. People think that I'm poo-pooing this. I'm not poo-pooing the actual virus.
No, not at all.
I believe the bug is out there. I believe some people get it. I believe people get it the same way they get the regular virus. They feel like crap. Some don't feel like crap. But the panic that they're creating, the panic that the left-wing media is creating should be jailable. How's that? What do you think?
It's pretty horrifying, the decisions that are being made and the life, let me rephrase that, the life-altering decisions that are being made by the government for an entire country. And the ramifications of this are going to last decades. And they're basing it on data from predictive models. And for those of you who aren't familiar, basically, these people, humans, pick numbers, take numbers, and put them into an algorithm that they create and put it into a computer program which spits out data that tries to predict what's going to happen next week, tomorrow, next week, 3 weeks from now, 6 months from now. So humans put in this data, they get one number wrong, the whole model's wrong. Humans create the algorithm. If they don't create the algorithm just right, everything is wrong.
Yeah, but you're leaving.
That's what they're basing all of this on.
Right, but the back end of that is humans decide how it deciphers that information and how it comes up with.
Oh, that's the algorithm. Right. Sorry. Yes, that's the algorithm.
Right.
excuse me. So the problem is, and we've already seen this, is their predictive models have been wrong so far. The original one from the UK, the guy walked back his statements. He's the one who said, oh, 2.2 million people in the United States are going to die. He walked that back. The CDC keeps walking back their predictive models. And if you look at the predictive models that they've been using, they've been wrong. So government is making decisions based on these models. And that's kind of scary. I've worked with data. I was an analyst for years. I know what happens if you just get one thing wrong. You screw everything up. It flows through. And that's what's kind of scary. And we're seeing it real life right now. They're walking, they have these models, so everybody panicked and freaked out. Then they walked back some of the models. Every day they're walking back models, and the models that they made these decisions on have been wrong.
Wow. So you're ready?
So that's,
this should push you right over the top. First of all, the Netherlands have rejected any help from China. They won't take their test kits. They won't take anything from them. So I find that to be kind of amazing, amusing, and actually even funny to a degree. All right? And when you think about it, I just learned today that on February, or just after February 17th, you ready for this one? 18 tons of masks, gowns, respirators, and medical supplies were sent where? China. From here.
What?
From America.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. To China. Almost 18 tons of medical supplies, which included masks, gowns, and respirators, got sent from America, from the U.S. of A. to China. And I'm thinking, why would we do that? Did we do that because they were in trouble, maybe? And maybe that just wasn't getting out and about at the time?
I think that's probably what it was.
Just amazing. Just amazing. And the CDC had been warning us since 2003. Now, who was in office? My memory doesn't serve me right all the time.
2003?
Yeah, who was El Presidente?
That was Bush.
From 3, all right, and then all the way through 17. Okay, so, I mean, let's put a little timeline here, right? There's Bush and then Oblamo. Right? Okay, two people that, well, never mind, we'll do that. That's a story for another day, too.
Well, after the H1N1 under Obama, they told him you need to restock up.
Right.
On these types of things, and it wasn't done.
No, he was trying to, listen, people don't realize, they're on President Trump's case about this, but the Obama administration tried to pull funds or knock the funds down to the CDC 23 different times. Not give them more money, but actually take money away from them. Okay?
Right.
And it just never really came to fruition, never really happened, thank God.
Nope.
Because we'd be in war shape, maybe. I don't know. You know, I think the CDC runs about as efficiently as the VA. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, exactly. The federal government is very poorly run.
No.
And that's the other thing. I keep seeing people talking about the World Health Organization too, and quoting things from them. We should immediately pull out of the World Health Organization, and they should be
useless.
Disbanded.
Useless. Useless group of human beings.
No, Joe, they're not just useless. They actually aided and embedded China's lies and helped spread the virus around the world.
I know. Oh, no, and it's even worse than that because, I mean, in reality, in the beginning, they were saying nothing here to see, keep moving on.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, all right, we're going to go for a quick break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far because she is new. She'll be with us inside the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is praising the Food and Drug Administration for approving mask sanitation technology that can decontaminate respirator masks up to 20 times. The president also announcing on Monday that more coronavirus testing is being done.
Today we reached a historic milestone in our war against the
coronavirus. Over 1 million Americans have now been tested, more than any other country by far.
Arizona is the latest state to issue a stay-at-home order. Arizona Republican Governor Doug Ducey.
Effective tomorrow at close of business, Arizonans are directed to limit their time away from home, except to conduct or participate in essential activities or essential services.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
You
listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. Stay with us, and then I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Kimberly Morin joins me, as she does every week, and we get off on all the crazy stuff that's going on, stuff that you've missed over the weekend. And, Kimberly, first of all, tell people where they can find, because, you know, we get rolling, and then I sometimes run out of time. Tell people where they can find your writings and that kind of thing.
GraniteGrok.com, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
See, it's simple. I'm the one that makes it impossible to find me. Anyhow.
Yeah,
right? Thank you for that. Anyhow, so, I told you during the break how California's going to have coronavirus checkpoints, which ought to be a whole different animal. Totally exciting. I don't get it. You know, you pull up, and they use that thermostat thingy to shoot you in the head with, you know?
That's... And what are they doing with these people? So if you have a fever, what? Then what?
I don't...
This is like that movie Idiocracy.
I think they drag them out of the car and then they put them in a, I don't know, a container.
What are they doing with them?
I have no idea.
Oh, you might have a temperature.
Yeah.
What do they consider a temperature?
We're going to have to hold you for 14 days.
Right?
I mean, seriously. I do not know how. It's really funny how there are truly people on the left that see this as a totally innocent act of a government trying to take care of you, right? Trying to keep the general populace healthy. And you ask the question, like, how does shutting down gun shops keep the general populace happy when they were open, we didn't have a major issue, right? I mean, what is this going to change? When you start telling people they can't be checked for this, you watch what happens.
What do you mean?
Well, they're talking about, because the test kits are, you know, so far and few between, they're saying, okay, you know, unless you're coughing up blood or something, I mean, you got to have some real symptoms before they're willing to check you.
Oh, right.
And I'm going, doesn't that work under normal, everyday? I mean, I don't go to the doctor and go, hey, I hear there's something going around, check me for it.
Right.
Don't you want? You had a sore throat. You know, there's something wrong before you actually go see the doctor. Why has this changed?
I
love doing that to you, by the way.
the thing is, well, I'm just trying to go with your logic here. So the thing is, and this is one of the problems, is they keep changing how this gets carried. So yesterday, I heard a couple different doctors say, if you're asymptomatic, you're most likely, you're not really, the odds of you transmitting it are a lot less than if you actually are showing symptoms, because you might sneeze on someone or, you know, get a droplet or cough, you know, on someone, and then they get it on their hands, they touch their eyes or, you know, their face, and then they get it. But if you're asymptomatic, you're not coughing and sneezing, so the odds are you aren't going to give it to someone. So they keep changing and moving the goalposts all over the freaking football field.
Look, I'm not a highly educated person, all right? But I'm sitting here looking at the numbers, and I'm thinking about, you know, you go all the way back to the Hong Kong flu and the numbers that raged across this the world, the planet, the whatever. Think about something here. In the United States, we have 160,000 confirmed cases, right? Now, I'm not a mathematician. Maybe you can help me out with this. We have just under 3,000 total deaths of 160,000 confirmed cases, all right? Over 90% of the people tested, they test negative for the virus. It means they're clean, they're clear, and everything's good. So
yep.
How many people were tested to come up with 160,000 confirmed? Let's start off there, right? And then out of that many, only 10% of the people that test positive, only 10% of the people that test positive actually have symptoms.
Well, right? And don't forget the other big number, elephant number in the room, 330 million people.
So my statement all week has been the same, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. If this was a science experiment, your science teacher would be laughing at you and say, go back and do it again. You did something wrong.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, because they're not doing random samples. They're not doing random sampling, which is extremely important, right? Because then you get samples from across the broad spectrum. They're not doing that. And they aren't looking at all the people that possibly don't have it.
Yeah, I don't, you know, people say that, you know, I'm being nasty, I'm not really being sympathetic to those who have it. Look, if you have it, if you're sick.
No, it's horrifying. People need to understand, this is really a horrifying virus. It's not a joke. It's a horrifying virus. It can painfully kill you. And think about this for a minute. If you get coronavirus, you are isolated in a room by yourself with no family and barely any interaction.
Right.
It's horrifying. I got to tell you, the thought of that really horrifies me, because it's been my experience that any time I've had a family member in ICU or in a hospital where they were in a position where they couldn't fend for themselves or speak even for themselves, I was there 24/7. Maybe gone for only 2 hours a day. I kid you not. Because someone has to make sure that person is getting the proper care.
Yeah, you're my
wife. That's not going to happen if you get the COVID and you're in isolation. There's no one in your family looking out for you. No one. And you definitely, anybody who goes into a hospital in ICU or has a family member in the hospital, a family member needs to be there to make sure those people get the proper care.
Wow.
Can't do that with COVID.
You hear about the woman at 86. She died from complications. This is a true story. She died from complications, odd complications from the coronavirus. You know what they were? I know you don't.
What?
Because she wasn't adhering to the social distancing rules, and somebody knocked her over, and she hit the ground and slammed her head and died. Okay. We've become animals. We have just, you see the vids of people in the stores that are knocking each other over for toilet paper, seriously?
I am thankful, very thankful I don't live in a place like that. I haven't been to the grocery store in a couple weeks, but the few times I had to go to my regular grocery shopping before this all really hit the fan, people were laughing, joking, helping each other. It wasn't like that. I've seen those videos, too, and I think that's really horrible. But people are freaking out, and I get it, because you have the media freaking out. You have all these statistics you're hearing and seeing. Again, somebody in New Hampshire recently posted 10 to 12 people in New Hampshire are going to die from the COVID every day from peak season through August, Joe. 10 to 12 people in New Hampshire. So I looked at the model that he provided, and I went in, because I'm a data geek, went in and looked at the actual data, and he was completely lying. I don't know if he was intentionally lying or he misread it. He says he just misread it. I don't know how you can misread that out of the whole thing. And that's the kind of thing people believe, though, because not everybody. I admittedly am a data geek. I used to do this for a living. So this kind of stuff freaks people out. This stresses people out. People are anxious. I did a sort of a anecdotal survey on Facebook, and I said, how many of you are having trouble sleeping? Because I know I am sometimes, because my brain goes into overdrive. And a lot of people are.
But isn't that... That's your brain going into overtime worrying about this is totally different than people actually dying from the virus. Because, listen, Miss Data Geek, let me give you some numbers, okay? On a daily basis, and somebody enlightened me to this over the weekend, because they must have heard the show over the weekend and sent me something. Do you know how many people die every day from tuberculosis? Over 3,000 people a day die from tuberculosis.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? There's other,
You saw that. Hepatitis B, 2,500. Pneumonia. I think pneumonia, who most of us thought, is not a big deal. It's just a bad cold. Over 2,200. AIDS, HIV/AIDS is still a major problem. Over 2,000 people a day. Malaria, that still exists. Over 2,000 a day. The seasonal flu, over 1,000 a day. Whooping cough, who knew? I go down the whole list of the measles. People still dying from measles. Are we serious?
Yeah. Around the world, those are the real stats, but they don't stop anyone from going forward with life and shut everything down.
No. No, no, no. Oh, no. No, no, no. You wouldn't have that happen now, would you? All right, break time. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Yeah, we have to reset, too. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold.
We are back. Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and being part of. You know, head up to the website if you want any more information on the show. But if you want to be, you know, if you want a text alert that the show's coming on, then you want to text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time that she spends with us. Kimberly, yeah, I mean, come on. This is a nice romantic time for you and your husband and that animal that you have. It is an animal, is it not?
That's my babes. Yeah, that's my little bulldog buddy.
It's an animal, is it not?
Oh, my God, no. It's a bulldog.
God, God.
He made me laugh so hard the other day I was crying. So he's good.
Yeah.
He makes me happy.
Happy. God. The bulldog. It looks like they're missing their face, right? It looks like somebody just
hey.
A little bit of frying pan.
You better really watch yourself. I will sick Tammy after you.
All right. So I mean, seriously, I mean, this is really, I mean, you're seeing state by state trying to put out there that this is getting worse. And if you look at the numbers, I shouldn't say that. It is rising in some areas. I mean, New York City, I love this. I love when he comes on the air, Cuomo comes on the air, he tells you how much more. You put that many homeless people, you put that many people close together, are you really expect it not to spread?
Oh, any kind of dense pop. That's what happened in Italy. I mean, any kind of dense population like that. This happens every year with viruses and stuff like that. But it's the big issue, the truly big issue is that they don't think, and they're, again, using predictive models, so take that for what it's worth, they don't think they'll have enough hospital beds to keep people who need ventilators on ventilators.
Right.
And that's, of course, one of the things that happened in Italy because of the dense older population and crap socialized medicine. New York State, over the past 15 or so years has shut down 16 hospitals. What were they thinking? Why? It's the same in a lot of states. Regulations stopped more hospitals from being built and more ICU beds from being allowed. So
they do it to themselves and then they blame everybody else for it, right?
Well, and the government. And the government is a big part of that. Yep.
It does. It never ceases to amaze me. Look, here's one of those phony headlines, if you would, okay? U.S. Coronavirus death rate is far higher than that of the flu. Here's the problem, okay? First and foremost, the regular flu hits everybody. Whether you're 12 or 82, you can get hit by the regular flu on a regular basis, right? This flu is more concentrated to what? Older folks. You know, you brought up Italy.
There's still young people, younger people getting it. It is not.
Agreed, but not at the number, the regular.
Not at the number of flu. Right,
okay?
Right.
So yep. let's try to match oranges with apples to apples. So in Italy, three things went down, actually. One is that when it first started to hit, they really didn't treat it much for two reasons. One, it was hitting the older community and people who already had substantial health issues. So you're not going to beat your brains out. They had flu-like symptoms. They already had health issues. They went, okay, you know what? Here, have another bowl of pasta. You've seen better days. So they moved off, and then you have social medicine. Well, you and I both already know what that means. If there's no respirator,
yeah,
you ain't
crap.
Getting one anyhow, right?
Yep.
And the government even said they didn't move quickly because of political correctness. They didn't want to bring attention to it because they were afraid that people were going to take it out on the Chinese. So I'm going, really? Very good. But the majority of those people that died in Italy, I mean the vast majority, not 51%, I'm talking up in the 80s, were all people that were well over 70 and into their 80s had pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, wasn't the average age like 80 or 85, something like that?
It was ridiculously high, and the government, again, admitted to they didn't move quickly on it. All right, because it was just the flu, along with other complications that the patient may have had. So they really didn't see it as this kind of epidemic thing.
Right.
You know? So I don't know. It's very hard, to your point, Ms. Data Person. You know that you have to have, in order for it to work properly, for the numbers to be real, it has to be, you know, same circumstances, same basic situation, right?
Right. And that's why you cannot use Italy's model for the United States.
Thank you.
You just can't. And the thing is, they're all running around like chickens with their heads cut off, acting like Chicken Little on top of it, and throwing data against the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yeah.
To try to make decisions and policies based on this data from all these other countries who got hit first. And I just, you know, it might work in some states, like a dense population like New York or any place that has big cities like that or big dense populations. I get some of the things that they want to do, but in more rural places, in more places that are, you know, like New Hampshire, Vermont, and Maine, where they're more spread out, it's not the same. You're not going to see the same issues. The majority of our cases, I think, in New Hampshire are in the big cities.
Right.
So.
Well, they say that. There was a story I was just,
you know,
somebody just sent me the days after a funeral in a small Georgia town, the coronavirus exploded there because people came in from outside the area, you know, brought it with them. It's like, you know, that's stay away. I'll send you pictures, you know, that kind of thing. But
right. Yeah. Oh, that's what they said. A big number in New Hampshire was for like 20 people came back from international travel.
Right. Right. Right.
And they brought it back. They didn't know, of course, but they brought it back with them. So there's, you know, that's one of the issues that has arisen as well. And then you have people from New York wanting to escape. I don't blame them, but they're going all over the country, and I don't know if you've seen some of the others. Yeah, Rhode Island and Florida are like, get out.
No, so, what is it? The Rhode Island governor actually had toyed with the idea. I don't know if they ever made it happen of sending people to homes where they were told.
Oh no, they did it.
Did they?
She stopped it, but they did it. Oh, yeah. And I know in Key West and other places, they do have people checking at the roads. And it's easy. Key West, there's one way in and out, right? Unless you're coming by water. But they're checking. They're stopping people. I mean, I get it. Because you have all these people coming from a state where it was known for, like, being an epicenter. And then you're spreading it around. And I don't blame people for wanting to get out of New York. If you've seen any of the zombie movies, you know what happens. They blow those bridges up.
Yeah. No, I think this is interesting that the government now is acting in such a fashion to where they come in like the Gestapo. And who is here from New York? Yeah? Anybody?
Yeah.
Right?
Papers, please.
Papers, please.
God, it's really, it's kind of scary, actually. Because some governors are better than others. I give
like
a
Governor
lot of credit
Blackface,
to,
right? I mean.
Oh, God. Right? Yeah, holding it out. stay in place until June.
Yeah.
Is he delivering food
and
governor
pizza
better
to the
not
house
even go
what?
There.
You know?
But some of these governors are really taking this to a next level, a level that is unreal. I mean, they're closing down gun shops, but letting out criminals from prison. A woman in Utah was already attacked by one of them. They're threatening, de Blasio's threatening, if anyone in a church or a religious place opens for even one day, he will shut them down permanently.
Yep. I got this. We're going to play a video later on in the show, but you're exactly right, you know.
I mean, our rights are being trampled all over the place on by the government and their bid to, quote, unquote, save us all from ourselves,
that's right.
Basically.
If you get out of the way, we can save ourselves, you know, allow the roads to be. I mean, you know, we've got some, you know, truckers that listen to the show, and one of our members, Ray, he lets me know on a regular basis what's going on, Ray.
Love him.
Stay safe, Ray. Don't do stupid stuff. Don't let those stupid people get you crazy. But, you know, I've got other truckers that have been sending me pictures of truck stops that are not as full as they used to be, distribution centers that aren't letting the truckers in, that kind of stuff. So, you know, we're creating our own problem because of this. This is just crazy. You
know? Well, I just, you know, we're getting ready to end this segment. If you go quickly back in time, you can trace all the problems in this country to the government.
Mm-hmm.
If you trace it all the way back, all the societal ills, you can trace back to some stupid government policy or program that was put into place to help us, quote unquote.
Yep. Yeah. No.
Government is the problem. It is not the solution. If someone asks you, should the government, your first answer should be, nope.
Well, that was Reagan's old line, right? The thing that should
I have no idea, but I love it, and I use it all the time.
The thing that should scare you the most is when you get a knock on your door and a guy says,
oh, yeah,
I'm from the government. I'm here to help. You're better off.
Nope. You just keep that door locked.
That's
and
right.
Say, nope,
yeah.
I don't need your help.
I'm Joey the Lone. You're better off with Joey the Lone Shark coming to your door. You know, you have a better chance
right?
of surviving. Anyhow, all right, Kimberly, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Me.
Stay safe, everyone.
We will. Next hour, Dr. Lomero joins us to see if he's still standing behind his numbers about the coronavirus. How many will die? How many won't? We'll be back in a little bit.